Menachos, Perik Yud Gimel Mishnah Vav 13:6. The Mishnah continues to discuss nedarim that are uncertain for whatever reason, like the previous Mishnahs. Here we're going on to nedarim that involved bringing zavachim, animal sacrifices. So there are two types, the ola and the shlamim. Here in Mishnah Vav we talk about the ola. So to understand this Mishnah properly, you have to know just a couple of basic facts. The first is that an ola can be brought from one of three types of behemos, either a cow, a goat, or a sheep. It's always a male animal. Okay, so a cow is called cows. Cattle, the general category, is called bakar. But the male is called a par. If it's a bull, that means a mature cow in its second year. Or a egel. An egel is a calf, an immature first-year cow. Then you have goats, which are called, a goat is an aiz. Okay, so a mature goat is called a seir, like a billy goat, okay? And an immature goat, and it's called a gedi, a kid. And when it comes to sheep, a mature sheep is called an ayil. An ayil is like a ram, right? So it's basically 13 months and a day old. And an immature sheep, male, is called a tleh, a lamb, a male lamb. Okay, so in total, you have essentially amongst the three types of behemoths that can be brought as korbanos, cow, goats, and sheep, there's the mature and immature version of each. Okay, in addition, there is such a thing as bringing an ola sa'of, a bird offering, that's an ola, that could be either a tur is a turtle dove, mature bird, or a ben yona, that's a baby pigeon. Okay, now, there, in a normal circumstances, most people, when they refer to an ola, wouldn't have a bird in mind, but apparently, some people who say ola might have a bird in mind as well. So that is going to be in the Mishnah in a moment. So again, the basic principle of this Mishnah, like all the previous Mishnahs of the Perek, is if you make a neder and you don't remember what you said, you must bring just the minimum. I'm sorry, correction. If you make a neder and you didn't fully think through what you meant, so then you have to bring a neder, whatever it is, that will fulfill your words literally, and that could plausibly have been what you meant. If you were more specific but don't remember what you said, you have to bring all the possibilities of what you might have said. So, that being the case, says the Mishnah inside. Hare alai ola. A person says, I commit to bringing an ola, a burnt offering. It's a male animal, but it could be a cow, goat, or sheep, male. So says the Mishnah, yavi keves. He can bring a sheep, meaning even like a baby sheep, the cheapest, because whatever is cheapest of these animals is fine, because that is considered to be an ola. And so to speak, if the guy, they would ask him, when you said you're bringing an ola, you didn't specify which type of animal. Did you mean a lamb, a baby goat, a sheep? He would say, well, I did not mean that. So then he can bring the cheapest of what's available. That's no problem. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaria Omer, O tur, O ben yona. He says you could even bring a tur or a ben yona, a turtle dove or a baby pigeon. This is not a machlokas. According to the Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaria, where he lived, if you say ola, you could mean a little bird. According to the Tanakhama, when someone says an ola, he doesn't mean a little bird, but he means specifically a cow, goat, sheep. And if it would be a bird, he would call it an ola sa'of. But anyways, it just depends on what's normal in the place of the person who made the nether. Okay? If he says, Perashti min ha-bakar, benodeya ma perashti, if he says, I said I'm bringing a specific type of cattle, but I don't remember that I say a mature bull, a par, or an immature calf, an eagle. So then he has to bring both, says the Mishnah. Yavi par ve'egel, because he has to make what he said, he has to fulfill what he said. If he said a specific type of cow, then it has to be one of those two things, then it has to bring both. If he said min ha-behema ve'en yodea ma perashti, he says, I committed to bringing ola from my livestock, and I made a specific type of animal. I just don't remember which specific one I said. So then he'll have to bring essentially all six possibilities. The mature and immature cow, bakar, that would be, so the mature is the par, the immature is the eagle. the mature and immature goat, that's an aes. So mature is called the seir and the immature is called the gdi. And a mature and immature sheep, the mature one is called an isle, a ram, and the immature is called the teleh, the lamb. That's what the Mishnah says here, basically. He says, if perashti ve'eni yodea ma perashti, I'm sorry. Yeah, so then, yavi par ve'egel isle gdi ve'teleh. He has to bring all those. Now, if actually you count, you only had five different types of animals here listed. We're for some reason, which isn't exactly clear, we are missing the seir, the mature male goat. Why that's the case? It's almost for sure just a mistake in the Girsa that we have in front of us here. And in fact, in the Bavli's version of the Mishnah, it has it as well. So it's just a mistake here, and it's all six types. If he says perashti v'ene yodea ma perashti, he says, I know I said a specific type of animal to bring as an ola, but I don't remember which type I said, and I could have even meant a bird. I could have said a bird. I just don't remember which one I said. So then Mosef aleim tor v'benyona. Then he has to bring, of course, a tor, a mature turtle dove, and a benyona, baby pigeon, as well. And just speaking out for a second, if he says, I know I said a specific type, don't remember what type it was, but I'm 100% certain it wouldn't have been a bull because I can't afford that, or 100% certain it wouldn't have been a pigeon because I find pigeons disgusting. So then, of course, if he is certain he didn't say that, then that wouldn't be included. He has to just bring all the possibilities that would ensure that he fulfills his nether. Now, this mission is taught like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who holds that if you are ambiguous about, like, say, you say bakar, if you said a specific type of cow, so it matters if you said a mature bull or immature calf, and therefore you have to bring one of each. That's what the mission said here. However, the halacha is like the chacham, which is that the immature ones are subsumed, are included in the mature one. So if you aren't sure if you said a bull or a calf, lalacha, a bull will do for both possibilities. It's included in it. And therefore, although our Mishnah said, for example, if you said you're bringing an ola and you said a specific type of animal, you just remember which type it was, our Mishnah says you have six possibilities, bring all six. Lalacha, you bring just three. You bring one mature cow, one mature goat, one mature sheep, and you're done. Okay? If you might have said the birds, then also you have to bring a tour and benyona as well, because those are two different species of animals.